So anytime Max from Arkells wants to hop on Surge 105 to talk about anything, we're going to bring Max on. They've got a brand new song that was just released today called Big Feelings that we're going to play for you here in a couple of minutes. They just released a covers album. They're coming here to Halifax in the fall. There's a lot to talk about. Max, thanks a lot for hopping on Surge 105 again. We've got a lot to get to.
We stay busy. We keep you guys busy because we're just keep showing up, you know?
I love it. I love new music. We love new tours that's going to be starting here in Halifax. But I mean, we could talk about other things too, like, I don't know, that covers album sitting behind you, or, you know, we could talk about that new Blue Jays City Connect jersey, or the Oilers making the Stanley Cup playoffs, the finals, you know, there's a lot.
Let's get into it.
Okay, City Connect jersey. I saw you rocking that thing with the reveal last week. So what do you think of the new black Blue Jays jersey?
It's cool. You know, I want to learn about the background of the design, and it's supposed to speak to Toronto nightlife. They had this like party where they were invited, you know, special people like myself, and they gave us these jerseys, and I was impressed. You know, I put it on and I immediately said, I need to go to my local baseball diamond and practice and just throwing pitches. You know, 'cause I still play rec league softball. Mm-hmm. And our band is very serious about his rec league softball. So I did that, and then I got word I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Blue Jays game on Wednesday, Wednesday, June 5th. So that's all happening. It's all happening for me, and I'll get to wear the jersey on the field.
So that's a big day, not only throwing the first pitch, but the new song, Big Feelings, out June 5th.
We might have to – I think they're going to give me a jersey, and I might just have them write Big Feelings on the back instead of Arkells or my last name. That feels better, yeah.
Obviously on video, we are chatting with Max from Arkells. The new song out. And is this part of a new album, or is Big Feelings just a song for the summer before we go into the tour coming up?
There's always an album eventually. But I was talking to a friend of mine who's smart. We were talking about the idea of when you ought to put out music and what release strategies ought to be, especially in the modern music business that we live in. Because that's changed a lot. You know, before there was a bit more structure to the music industry. Now it's a little bit more of a free for all. But he said, if you got something you're really excited about, you just shoot from the hip and you get it out there. And the band got together in February to work on the music, and with no goal, no timeline, but we came out of the studio and we're like, oh, this one song feels really exciting. And then we thought, oh, it might be fun to play it in the summer. Like, oh, that kind of feels good. 'Cause we have these two big Toronto shows coming up.
Yeah.
And then we're like, what if we just called the whole tour the Big Feelings Tour? And then because we have this new song, we're like, yeah, I like that. So I guess that would be my one piece of advice for any like artist. Is just like, just start making stuff and then let that guide your plans. If you make too many plans, you're going to be disappointed. I think you really need to just like start with the art first and then see what you should do with it next.
So we go into the Big Feelings Tour, which is going to be starting here in Halifax, where Surge 105 is. What a better place to start, right, with Joel Plaskett Emergency.
We're so excited. You know, Joel's such a hero. He's such a hero to us. Some of our earliest memories as a band is going to see Joel Plaskett perform in Hamilton. And to play with him in Halifax obviously means so much. It's like, I remember when I was like, you know, 19 years old, like dreaming about like what the Khyber looks like, you know, because he's a song down at the Khyber, and just all the other references of Nova Scotia in his music. And of course, the other reason why it's so exciting is that we have the song with them that was on our record, Blink Twice, Something's Gotta Give, which was just us trying to rip off Joel Plaskett. And then eventually we just got to the point where we're like, why don't we just ask Joel to play and sing on the album? So to be able to perform with him on stage is something we've done a couple times now, and I'm so excited to do more of.
Now, is Joel going to give you like a personal tour of Clayton Park, where he's from in the city, or what?
You know, I've hung out with him in Dartmouth. You know, I've been by his studio, and you know, he has that, you know, the coffee shop and the record store in the front of his studio on the main direct in Dartmouth. So yeah, we've hung out, and yeah, it's always very cool for me.
So being in Halifax a few times, are you a Halifax guy or a Dartmouth guy? You know, and there's the two sides of the harbor.
I feel like cool people like to say Dartmouth, right? Because that's like there's more artists over there. It's a little more rough around the edges in a cool way, right? So you're supposed to say that if you're an artist, right?
Well, and this radio station happens to be on the Dartmouth side, but that's besides the point.
I'm a Dartmouth guy. You heard it here first. Okay. Halifax. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that needs to be the title of this. When you post this on the internet, it needs to say Max from Arkell says Halifax in brackets. I'm a Dartmouth guy.
Oh, boy. That'll get some clicks. That'll get us some views.
Right?
I'm sure the Haligonians at heart won't hold it against you come October the 18th to start the Big Feelings Tour. Now, besides the new song that we're going to play here shortly, Arkell's released a new album a few weeks ago full of cover songs called Disco Loadout Volume 1. I never pictured Arkell singing 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton or I Wanna, Whitney Houston and Bruce Springsteen, Peter Gabriel, the songs on there. So why a covers album now?
Good question. We've been playing these songs on tour over the years. So we kind of like looked at our, we looked at our notepad and we're like, oh my God, we have like 25 covers that if you snapped your fingers, we could just do. And people have, over the years have asked us, when are we going to record it? And we've always sort of shrugged it off and not really given it much thought. But we had a little window in the calendar around December. I'm like, what if we get together and record this? That would be kind of interesting. And then, once again, you got to let the art and the ideas lead the way. And we were like, what if we call it Disco Loadout? And I don't think, are you familiar with the term Disco Loadout?
I remember seeing the band post about it. But for those who don't know, what does Disco Loadout mean?
It's a pretty niche term. So if you don't know it, I don't blame you. But basically, sometimes a promoter who's throwing shows at rock clubs will, like, you'll be on tour and you think the Friday night is yours to have. And then the promoter will tell you, there's actually another show starting at 10 p.m. You're the early show, so you have to get your gear out of here by 10 because there's another show, usually a DJ or a cover band. So then you're left to haul all of your gear out through a crowd of people that are there to see the cover band. And then you're thinking to yourself, there's more people here for the cover band than there was for our show. So it's a very humbling act. And that's what a disco loaded is. You're loading your gear out through a disco. And we decided to take the term back. And we're like, you know what? We're going to own it and we're going to play those songs ourselves, even better than the cover band.
My favorite cover on that was Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel. I love that one. When it first came out and I got to check it out, I loved the Sledgehammer cover. All of them are really good, but that one just to me stood out. And everyone's different, right?
I think everyone has a different favorite, but that one is especially important. Mike D, our guitarist, sings verse 2. And I don't think Mike's ever really sang lead on an Arkell's song before. So that was very enjoyable for all of us.
I Want to Dance with Somebody was the Whitney Houston song on the tip of my tongue. Sorry, I didn't know my Whitney Houston here at Surge off the top of my head. But at the concert, will you crack out a couple of the songs you recorded?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, when we get to Halifax, we'll see which way the wind is blowing. And that'll help determine what song we want to play.
Could play a Joel Plaskett cover like Drunk Teenagers or something.
Yes. I could do like 6 right now with my acoustic guitar.
So the new song, Big Feelings, what is it going to sound like for maybe someone who's caught the Arkells here and there? What's it going to sound like? I know there's been some teases on TikTok and social media.
Yeah, it's got some Arkells touchstones. We really let Tim, our drummer, cook. He's really all over the song in a very expressive way. So Arkells fans that really like a heavier drum sound, I think we really like it. I'm belting in an Arkells kind of way, but there's a bunch of new stuff that kind of surprised even us as we were working on it. So it hopefully, you know, when we've been around for a while, I think when you're listening to a band that you like, you want to hear something familiar, but you also want to be surprised. Cause if it's only familiar, then it becomes boring and sleepy. So you want to remember that you're listening to the band that you like, but then you also want to be surprised and taken somewhere new.
We can't wait to play Big Feelings all the time on Surge 105 here in Halifax, leading up to the show coming up in October. Max, thanks a lot for talking about Dartmouth and Joel Plaskett and the Blue Jays. I don't want to say break a leg throwing a first pitch. Don't hurt your rotator cuff tonight.
Yeah, exactly. No Tommy John surgery.
Tommy John surgery. That's the one you don't want to be doing the show in a sling come October.
No, we don't want that. No. It'll be good. I'll be throwing a heater right down the middle of the plate.
Yeah, fastball, no curve on it. Maybe. Just let it get over the plate, right? Right in the middle.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Hey, Max, we'll see you here in the fall. Have a fun summer with all your shows, the ones in Toronto, and we can't wait to hear the new song and play more of the covers. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.